Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what time you're listening to this. Hopefully you are listening to this live, because this is Black Seinfeld. This is the show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche Doll, you fellas. Ladies, I'm your Trinidaddy, your Panamanian poppy. Don't talk about how they lost 3-0 to Belgium, all right? Don't even go there.
I text you about it.
I know.
I go by Bashanissa.
And I was angry that you would make fun of me like that.
I didn't make fun of you. I just said, hey, what's good with your squad?
No, you did that legit right after the game, too.
Oh.
Do you have the app or something?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. So I was, I'm not 100% focused on the World Cup because it's being played while I'm at work. So I haven't even got a chance to watch a full game yet.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about the time difference.
The time difference.
With Russia. Because first game starts here at like 6 in the morning.
Exactly. So my dad's up in the morning watching the games already. And I'm on my way out to go to work. So that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Well, I've been running a lot lately. So
you trying to get back in touch with your Caribbean roots with running and track?
I don't know about that. I don't see any Haitian people in the track team.
Eric was. Emerge was.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I'm not interested in track like that. Maybe just long distance running. I'm trying to run for like 10K. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you up to?
Oh, I went to the movies yesterday and I had a lot of fun. I saw The Incredibles 2. It was a great movie. I had fun. Then I saw Superfly for Juneteenth purposes. Happy Juneteenth. And I got exactly what I expected. It was directed by Director X. And if some of y'all are familiar with Director X, then you know he's directed a lot of rap videos. So his style in the movie is basically one big rap video, which I had no problem with. And then I saw Hereditary. That movie sucked balls, okay? That movie was stupid.
But it got a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
With critics. Sometimes there can be a difference between audience perception and critic perception. I think the difference is in this one is that this movie lacks a lot of the typical horror tropes, such as jump scares. There was no jump scares in this. And this movie was about 2 hours plus long. And a lot of it was just plot building and plot building. But the problem was the ending, or I guess you can say the climax, it was not really that much fulfilling, in my opinion, because I called it. I called it once. I don't care. I'm going to ruin it anyways. I called it once they were going to do the seance, and I knew, I was like, something's up. I'm like, some devil
is going to come in the end.
Some demon crap. They're trying to get this demon crap to be summoned or some crap. And that's exactly what happened at the end. But the twist is, it was this satanic cult.
That a twist?
Yeah, the twist was that the daughter who died was apparently like the second coming of this demonic blasphemous thing.
Didn't you tell me recently, especially on this show, that you hate those type of endings?
I really do.
It's like a cop out.
It's such a cop out to bring the damn demon and devil into it, especially since the previews in the movie didn't seem like it was demonic at all. It didn't seem like there's going to be a paranormal aspect to it. But it ended up having a paranormal aspect to it. I thought it was going to be more of like a psychotic thriller horror movie where everyone in the family's just mentally insane. But nope, they brought the goddamn devil into it. And I'm just like, whatever. And a lot of it wasn't scary, to be honest. A lot of us in the theater were actually laughing instead of being genuinely scared. And that's why I say The Conjuring is still the best when it comes to that whole paranormal demonic movie, which The Nun is going to be coming out. The Nun is a movie within The Conjuring realm. So it's basically they're making their own horror Marvel Cinematic Universe. So The Nun is this character that was introduced in the second Conjuring. And now this movie, The Nun, is basically like the backstory of this blasphemous nun called Valak. So I'm excited for it. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
Are you interested in Hollywood's take on cinematic universes? Yeah, because I know they try to do the thing with like werewolves and Frankenstein. Are you fine with other genres trying to bank on the same thing?
No, if it's good, then no.
If it's good.
If it's good.
If it's consistent.
Exactly.
All right, so this week we're going to talk about music, something we kept pushing back because there's a lot of stuff coming out and we just wanted it to build on. I know we could have like waited another week or two because I know Death Grip is coming out with a new album this week. And I know Drake is coming out with an album by the end of the month.
And Teyana Taylor's coming
out. Teyana Taylor's coming Friday. Out this week too. So it's like three extra albums we could talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in music. First things first, I want to say rest in peace to XXXTentacion, who died at the age of 20, which is pretty brutal. You know, despite all the controversies he may have, the way he went out, it's a bit shaky.
Very shaky.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to say RIP. That's it. And another thing I want to do is I just want to get to the T real quick. Bastion, you want to call me out on something, please? Let the people know.
All right. So
I know it's going to be about Kanye, so go
no,
on.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to deal with first time listening to an album and then digesting an album.
Okay.
My thing with you is every time you particularly listen to an album the first time, mm-hmm. it's in a environment where you can't really concentrate on it. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you're at work, your boy connects his phone to the speakers mm-hmm. at the job, mm-hmm. plays music, and from there you can understand after the first listen if an album is good or bad.
That's just my way of listening to music. If it's a big album, yeah, we listen to it as a group at work. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're not working while listening?
Of course we're listening while we're working.
But see, that's the thing. Do you have any concentration on it, especially when you can't multitask while on a first listen. That's
you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But this is what I do. If the song is slapping, I stop working and I dance.
That's
all right?
Corny.
I have a big Quint moment.
That's corny.
No, that's just how I listen to music.
That's my problem with your first take. That's why every time you said, oh, played it at work, this is how I feel about it. I was like, all right, I'm going to wait till you really listen to it before I actually listen to your opinion.
Okay, but our first listens is genuinely like, yeah, this is a really good album, or it's really a trash album.
Okay. But I think sometimes when we listen to music, we just look for the slaps. Like, mm-hmm. what's hot right now, or what's the heat?
Oh, no, I genuinely, like, listen to the words as well. But I just feel, music is just a feeling. Like, you just know when a song is good, or you know a song is mediocre, or you just know and a song is just bad.
I don't know, because I'm indifferent to that idea. Mm-hmm. Because there's someone that's like, my example.
I mean, it's objective.
It's objective, of course. Mm-hmm. But like the time you start listening to it, it's like, do you listen to it at home? Do you listen to it in your speakers? Do you listen on your free time on the train? Because I remember my example to you is Frank Ocean when he came out with Nostalgia Ultra. I'm telling you, I didn't care for it for like mm-hmm. the first 3 months. It's not like I forced myself to listen to it. Mm-hmm. It just came back up onto my iTunes like 3 months later. And I'm just listening to it. It's like, oh, this whole album's really, really good. Same thing with Wiz Khalifa on Kush & OJ. That album, I had it on my iTunes for months. Did not care for it. Thought it sucked from the first listen. Then, I don't know, one day it hit my iTunes again. Mm-hmm. And I thought this album was completely different.
But you know me, I listen to an album like at least 10 times. Okay. At least 10 times. And from first listen, I can genuinely like make an opinion of like, this is pretty good. Or this is all right. Or I might have to listen to this again.
Okay. I can't do that from the first listen. It takes me a while.
Apples and oranges. Yeah, it takes you months to appreciate an album.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't judge you for that.
I'm just saying, you can't take your first listens in an environment where you're working. It just can't connect. That's what I'm calling you out on.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. That Nas album is pretty accurate on Twitter.
All right, so we're going to talk about that in the end. And my thoughts on it, we'll both share thoughts on it.
Oh, I'm still going to share my thoughts on the first album you want to talk about.
All right, so the first album I want to talk about is Kanye West's Ye.
The big climactic conclusion to this Ye thing.
No, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Because we talked about him for an hour, and you said you were gonna listen to it, and I said I was gonna listen to it secondhand.
Sure. Anyways, this album is just in my opinion, I think this is a continuation of The Life of Pablo, and it sounds rushed, but it was well produced because this is not the actual album that he was supposed to drop on that day. It was after everything he did from TMZ and this open free thought thing that he's trying out. That we both do not agree on anything he's been saying. It's blasphemy to his character, especially the way he did Late Registration from College Dropout. He even more had this Black Panther type look. Now he's just looking crazy. I'm not crazy. He's wilding out. But as a Kanye West fan and listening to his music, one thing I did take from it is like it was very personal. And that's what I like about Kanye West's music, because you understand who he is listening to his songs. Don't get me wrong. Beyonce, Jay-Z, those type of people, you can't really get who they are in their music. Maybe in two songs. But the rest of the album, they're kind of talking about other things. And so Kanye West's music, every track has to be as personal as possible. That's why I do not like Graduation. Maybe there's like two songs, Can't Tell Me Nothing. It's the most personal song on that album. But the whole album itself is just, you know, hit singles. So listening to Ye, I was interested in seeing maybe he's going to talk about what happened. He did rub on it just a little bit in a few songs. And other songs pertaining to what's going on in his mind. The whole idea of trying to be free and pushing on. Which kind of also blends into this whole thing he's trying to do with Trump, which we both disagree on. But I wish he just stuck that whole idea into just the arts and creating. He should have never got that idea in politics because it doesn't work. And it can't work, especially in this day and age with media. Overall, how I felt about the album, I thought it was great. And it's just a continuation of his work and production. His samples, picks, his lyrics were, like, no matter how much we hate his lyrics, they're very memorable. And comparing to other rappers, it's, oh, this bar is great. Or where, tell me a bar from the album. Well, I don't remember it. So Kanye just has a way with words and for us to remember everything he does throughout the whole album. Even through the first listen, you remember certain things about it. So I give this album like an 8.5 out of 10. And, you know, just letting it sit for a while, I went back to it and it's like, yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. So, did you listen to it?
Well, you played it for me a lot.
All right.
My friend Donnell played it for me a lot. And I'll say this, lyric-wise, easily, I feel like it's the laziest out of the Kanye collection.
Remember, he made it in a week.
I know, and I think that's another thing that I don't like about it is just the BS of like just slapping something together in a week. You like, you know how you were in school and you procrastinate at the last minute, so you try and just slap something together and try to like pawn it off. You know, a lot of students do that when they're in school. I felt like this was the Kanye equivalent. All right, I had this album that I wanted to do, but due to these certain events, I'm going to slap all of this together in a week and sell it to you. Which I don't think is fair, in my opinion.
He sold to you in the cheap price.
Hmm?
It was a low costing album, yeah, or you didn't have to pay for it because remember,
true, you can stream.
You can stream, or you could just illegally download it. These guys don't make money off CDs.
Of course,
it's all tour.
I mean, he only sold like 130,000, which is
physical.
I know, but for Kanye, that's weird.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Drake sold 500,000.
Those are the new up-and-coming artists.
You're absolutely right, but like, yeah. Kanye is still a legend, though.
Yeah.
But Eminem did how much?
Remember, Kanye's the only rapper that went platinum off a stream.
Fair enough, but like, but he's still a legend, though. Think about the numbers Eminem did for that trash Revival. You know what I mean? I'd figured Kanye would do something like Revival numbers.
Nah, I don't think so.
Or at least like 500,000 easily, I thought. I think Kanye could have done it. If he kept his mouth shut about politics, in my opinion.
Nah.
But I'm going to separate the politics from the actual music.
Yeah.
Because production-wise, it's Kanye West. So I enjoyed the production. I think Yikes is one of my favorite songs.
Track two. Yeah.
I understand what you mean by lyrics being memorable. I feel like the things that he talked about and what he said is more memorable than the actual bar, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because I remember him saying, I remember that song about Kim calling him crying because
wouldn't leave.
Yes, wouldn't leave because of the whole TMZ thing. And what I remembered, what I got out of that song is he's sorry for what he said because he was messing up the whole cash flow. He's not sorry for what he said. And I just thought, like, damn, Ye, I'm really, like, done with you.
I don't believe that. My perspective.
That's what he said, though.
No, no. The way I saw it is, like, he says something reckless.
That's messing up the money.
No, 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 no. He said something reckless.
That's messing up the money.
Let me finish. He's saying something reckless that's messing up his marriage and the thing that's going on because the way he talks is just reckless. Even he said it himself that he doesn't think anymore. He doesn't stop and think. He just goes ahead and talks. That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to continue wilding out, but I have someone that's there to support me. That's the way I look at it. I don't see this whole messing up the money. I see that someone is supporting me and standing. That's why the hook is like, she ain't leave. You know?
That's fair. I look at it at face value. I'm looking at it as what you're telling me. So I'm not going to read between the lines. What you're telling me is she's saying you need to stop because you're messing up the whole cash flow.
I don't think so. The amount of nonsense they've been doing for the past 5 years.
But Kanye hasn't done Come on, beef. Let's be real. Kanye's done a lot.
If you're blending brands,
but something
I'm
like
sure.
this, no.
I think they're all fine. We all forget things in 2 weeks.
I mean, I disagree with certain things that people forget. Because a lot of people ain't forgetting this Ye thing.
No, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I had to say about Ye.
Yeah, okay.
It's all right.
What you rate it?
I don't want to rate it.
What's the point?
I didn't like it.
Oh, okay. That's
I didn't like it.
You didn't say that.
Production-wise, it's cool, but I didn't like it. I said it's the least lyrical Ye project today. It felt like it was lazy. It was just tacked on. It was rushed, so I didn't like it.
All right. So you're going to review the Ninth Wonder Black Thought.
Yo, Ninth Wonder Black Thought EP? Bruh.
Volume 1.
Bruh. All right, so Ninth Wonder, you know, famous producer. He produced all these tracks for Black Thought, frontman of the Roots. And it's basically what Black Thought does well. He just gives us bars, okay? Straight bangers, straight bars. And Inside the Mind of Thought is basically just Black Thought's just state of America now. It's just a state of black people, a state of how America is under this new regime. And I thought it was incredible. I thought Black Thought gave us exactly what he's supposed to do. He gave us bars, all these metaphors. And the thing I love about Black Thought is the fact that you have to listen to the man, okay? You just have to sit back and actually listen to what he's saying, because sometimes he can have you lost at times, but that's what makes Black Thought Black Thought. Black Thought is an alien when it comes to this rap thing, all right? He just has so many flows and cadences and so many metaphors. He's just always a privilege to listen to. Bastion, what do you think?
I also feel the same way. I thought it was a fun album. And like you said, it's like bars, bars, bars. And this is sometimes, and this is what we look forward to, especially with a Ninth Wonder production and Black Thought. And it's good that we got a small project from him out of the Roots, because that freestyle he did with Funk Flex pretty much put his name out.
Legendary.
It was like 10-minute freestyle. It's going bar for bar, bar for bar. It was just insane.
Straight one take. Legendary.
And this is why he's like the greatest, you know? So, he's also on Jimmy Fallon.
Tariq is one of the GOATs.
He's on Jimmy Fallon's doing freestyles for the show. And I can imagine, like, he loves those little segments of the show, too. So, you guys should definitely check it out. It's called Stream of Thought, Volume 1. So, we're assuming there'll be more to go. It is 5-track, 17 minutes long.
It is soulful.
It's very soulful. It's a good listen. Like, all these albums we're talking about are short. And I think that's what we need nowadays. Mm-hmm. I won't consider this an EP. I think it's a short album because it's straight to the point. You know, that's kind of all we need nowadays, right? I don't want to sit down for like 70 minutes listening to your hits like The Culture 2.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about, because I actually did listen to this one album, all right? The next album you want to listen to.
So, Kids See Ghosts is something we've been waiting for a long time. It's a Kanye Kid Cudi
collab,
and they've been working on it since last year because the rumor was it was supposed to drop by the end of 2017. So I think they had this in their pocket for a while because Yasiin Bey, like, he's barely in the United States and he's in it. So it's like some overseas. Yeah, they took a picture together in Tokyo. So this is like a long time ago. The artwork is the same artist from
Graduation.
The Graduation. So cover. So it's like, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's actually my phone cover, background cover. And one thing I could tell you about this album, it's perfect. It's perfect. Everything that we love about Kanye, from his 808 to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy era, and everything we love about Kid Cudi from his Man in the Moon series, like particularly those Man in the Moon series, maybe just a little bit with the new stuff because he's getting better with the guitar riffs, they were able to get the best of both worlds and put it together in a very also small 7-track 23 minute album. And we were very, and like the title said, kids see ghosts. So the whole idea is having this childlike feeling in you to keep continuing, wanting to learn new things and wanting to be free. The sense of urgency, trying to be different from everybody else. And you just want to be mentally, you don't want to be so exhausted by the adult lifestyle. You know, that's why it's the concept called kids see ghosts. So in my opinion, this is like one of the best albums of this year. One of the best from the stream of things Kanye produced. And I'll give this like a 9.5 out of 10.
So Kids See Ghosts. I didn't listen to it initially because of Kanye. But I sat back and I gave it a chance because I love Cudi. All right. And his last album, I still didn't get to finish listening to it because I'm still listening to it now. Okay, because it's like 40 tracks and all. But, man, from that first track with Pusha T.
Feel the Love.
Bruh, I felt like this is what Ye should have been, okay? In its terms of, this didn't feel rushed. It felt very layered. My favorite part is when he went, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh snap.
Yeah. What you just said, it's not rushed because you can't do that in a rush segment because you have to match the drums with the sound effects.
Everything felt so layered. And Cudi's always pulled on my emotions, and he's always hummed us some great records and some great tunes.
Singing extremely well.
Yes. I feel so reborn. I'm moving forward. People can think about that and take those lyrics and use them in their everyday life. And plus, you know, when he was saying those lyrics, I thought about his depression right after that album dropped back in 2016 and the mindset that he was in. So when he's talking about, I feel reborn, I'm moving forward, I felt like Cudi is now in a better place than he was 2 years ago. And I really enjoy the album, okay? Mm. Biases aside, I really like the album. And that's my problem with Kanye, all right? He's freaking talented. He's really good at what he does. He just needs to stop and just think, okay? But music-wise, it was beautiful.
Good question. Going back to Ye, the track Ghost Town was supposed to be on this album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they added the, I think, Cudi montage.
How did Ghost Town go again?
With the 070. Shake, remember? It's like, I could feel the burn. I put my hand on the stove. You remember? Okay. Anyways, in this album, they have Ghost Town Part 2 called Free. And that's my favorite song of the year. Like, hands down, this is the best song. I wake up in the morning, just listen to this. In the afternoon, any time of day, I can listen to this song and still feel the whole track. It's layered. It's perfect. Yeah. Free with Ty Dolla $ign. Amazing.
Ty Dolla $ign needs to get more credit because Ty Dolla $ign is fire.
I think people don't listen to his solo work.
Beach House 3 was dope.
That's why I think. I think Ty Dolla $ign is one of the is underappreciated.
We got to play Ty Dolla $ign next week or something.
Yeah, I think Ty Dolla $ign is very underappreciated because he could come with these quick projects. Like the last full project that I kind of concentrated listening on was when The Campaign. When it was during Hillary versus Donald Trump, and he put his opinions on that album. It was very interesting.
What was his opinions?
No, the whole lesser of two evil, opinion that we don't really agree on.
Okay.
But, he made an album about it, so I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, I easily give this, it's definitely a 9 status.
Yeah.
Easily.
I think it will evolve to 10.
Probably
over
a
time.
10. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great album.
I bought it. It's a classic. No, I won't say that. Because I hate that term. And later. The Carter 3 is a classic.
Because it was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be a classic, though. I understand.
Okay. So.
TDE is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. As a staff, record label, and as a mother effing crew. Westside, we out here. J-Rock is back, ladies and gentlemen, with his album, Redemption. J-Rock has been in the game for a long time. Longer than Kendrick, I might add. He's been in the game since 07. I remember when Lil Wayne used to big up J-Rock. That's how long J-Rock's been in the game. And now finally I feel like he's getting his just due with this album, Redemption. I feel like it's definitely better than his previous work, 90059. And Redemption basically falls under J-Rock after his big motorcycle crash that happened. And that whole event plays a heavy theme within the album. But I also enjoyed the fact that J-Rock switched up his style a lot. He made a lot of records that I wouldn't think J-Rock would make, because J-Rock he's very tough when it comes to his songs. He's very West Coast, but a lot of it was just really smooth. Songs like Tap Out was just dope with Jeremiah. I didn't expect that from J-Rock. He's showing out how he could be versatile with his music. And I'm not mad at it. Songs like, I feel like Win is going to be an anthem of the year.
Isn't it funny that you like it now?
I like it now.
Because you hated it before.
I hated it because my friend would just play it nonstop and I didn't get it.
Win.
It just felt annoying. But then, again, see, I listened to it with my own headphones and I'm like, yo.
In the context of the album,
I'm like,
too.
Yo, this is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like the track.
I thought it was a great outro to the album.
Yeah. One of my favorite tracks easily is Tap Out with Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, I'm starting to have a different opinion on you, bro, because I always thought of you just as a hook person. But that song that you have with Ty Dolla $ign is also great as well. But another track that I like off of the J-Rock album was...
I didn't mind the J. Cole verse, just want to say that.
Yes!
Very fitting.
Uh-huh. I was going to talk about that track as well with J. Cole. The name of that track is...
O-S-O-M.
Yes. I also enjoyed the Wild Freestyle with Kendrick. Of course, people are going to like that.
I thought it was funny. King's Dead.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, too. I didn't see the need for it, to be honest.
No, it was his song originally.
I know it was originally his song, but they already used it for Black Panther. So whenever I hear it, I just think of...
But there's no Kendrick bar.
I know. And they took away freaking James Blake, too.
Well, it was a beautiful transition moment.
Yeah.
Changes. And boom, boom. Yeah, it was fire.
And if you want J-Rock to just strictly rap, Rotation 112 is also great.
Yeah.
As well.
So overall, I still need a little bit more time on it, mm-hmm. but so far I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
I legit give it an 8, too. It's definitely better than 90059.
Yeah.
Better. Easily.
Yeah.
J-Rock, I'm proud of you, bruh. And because I'm so proud of you, man, I didn't know which song to pick from that album to play for Song of the Week. It was going to be 112, Tap Out, The Wild Freestyle, or Win. But I guess Bastion could find the clean version of Wayne easier.
Yeah, way easier.
Because
it was just right there in front of me.
Yeah. So, Song of the Week this week goes out to your boy J-Rock, Westside in the house. Okay. This is going to be called Win. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the trumpet and the horns and all that stuff in the background. We'll be right back. This is Black Seinfeld. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back.
Hey, this that Eastside Johnny Big Redemption light. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out the way, get the f*** up out my way, yeah.
Yeah.
You either with me or against me, though. You either with me or...
Wait.
Win, win, since I was six. I tap dance all on a brick, and your diamonds like tap water. That drip way too foggy. These BBS is way awesome. Park CLS for baby mama. Drop to your death without warning. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah. Get out the way, get the f*** up out my way, yeah. You either with me or against me, though. Stop. Win, 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 win. Yeah. You clowns really don't stay outside when I play outside. I put the beats on them like drow side. I got the bow side and the loud side. And if you act bad, I bring the cow side. Go and get your money, bitch. None of my hitters on some funny shh. I can tell real by who you're running with. I'm all in the field, duck, hunch. Hit my plug just to re-up and he was like, boop.
Here.
Migo knew just what it was. Flipped the whole dub and gave it back, boop.
Yeah.
9-11, no mileage, baby. 9-ball with no violence, baby. My trigger finger got callus, baby. My bare knuckles got talent, baby. I'm all in the wind with it. On deuce line, I've been with it. She too fine, I've been hit it. Crashed 2 times, I limo tinted my new ride. I'm riding with the toaster. 12 better not pull me over. Championship going dumb. Whoa, nothing to whoa, something, whoa, I won. Whoa. Get out the way, get out the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the anthem of the summer 18. J-Rock will win, 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 win. Curve everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Black Seinfeld. It's a show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And in case if you've not been tuning in for the past half hour, we are talking about albums that dropped in June. June is a great time for hip-hop. It's just a great time for music all around. We've been getting a lot of music from hip-hop heavyweights, from the TDE camp, ranging all the way to Good Music, Rock Nation. And it's been a hell of a ride. Soon we're going to get some from Drake, OVO. We're going to get some from Teyana Taylor.
Some Death Grips.
Some Death Grips as well. Thank you. And June has just been a great time. It's been really fun. In just anticipation, we were supposed to get Nicki Minaj as well, but she pushed that back. She didn't want no smoke. She already know what the deal was. But anyways.
Maybe she didn't even have an album. Did you listen to her singles? She dropped a bunch of singles.
No, I did not listen to Rich Sex.
Okay.
Did you listen to Rich Sex?
No, I didn't listen to it.
Okay, then. I mean, I know she's going to be on tour Future. Are you going to
go? Oh, she is.
Are you going to go to?
No, I don't want to see any of them perform.
Why not Future? Future is pretty cool.
I don't like Future like that.
Oh, you don't?
I listen to his music for the culture, but I don't bump his music at all. There's like nothing, no album whatsoever. I like Young Thug. I could tell everybody I love Jeffrey. That's my favorite Young Thug album. You know, and he has a lot of great albums too. Slime Season 3, fire. You know, but I will not listen to like Future.
All right. So you're a fan of Young Thug. How you feel about Lil Baby?
I haven't got into him yet.
If you like Young Thug, you might like Lil Baby. I love Lil Baby. Lil Baby is fire.
Young Thug made a comment on Lil Baby's Instagram saying, oh, you're just Lil Baby. Womp, 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 you're a baby. I'm going to check Lil Baby out. I know he's getting a lot of flame right now. He's like the hottest artist right now.
Yeah, he's one of the hottest artists.
So,
and Double XL ain't even pick him up. But all right, whatever, Double XL. No one even likes you anyway anymore. Anyways.
You saw the list, right?
I did see the list.
I felt it was like a bunch of rappers that were exactly the same thing.
Who was on that list? Okay, so Block Boy is in it, which is deserving.
Yeah. Oh, before we continue, I wanted to say RIP to Jimmy Whopple.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. PA, up and coming artist. Died the same day as XSS.
Sad day in hip hop, man.
But yeah. But yeah, you're saying.
What was I talking about? Oh,
yeah.
Double XL. So Black yeah. Boy's in it. Who else is in it that I know of? YBN. That YBN kid is in it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Go on. I know you're looking it up. What's the list?
Ski Mask.
Don't know who the hell Ski Mask
is. Ski Mask, the Slump God.
Oh, the Slump God. Yeah, I heard of him.
Lil Pump.
Yep. How could I forget?
Smoke Perp. JID. Yeah, YBN, Namir. Wife's.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi Funeral. Triple Red. These are all rappers.
Trippy Red.
Trippy Red. I think they're all the same, except for JID. I think he's great. It's not a good list.
You don't like Block Boy?
Yeah, he's good too. But I'm not too crazy about any of these rappers, yeah. to be honest.
I mean, I'm not the biggest condoner of Tekashi 6ix9ine, but you could have put Tekashi up in there, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, that too. I'm surprised. He probably said no.
No, I don't think he would have said no.
That's great. 2018 freshman class, we got clout. Yeah. See, this makes me like, who's in part of the XXL like right now? You know, who's leading?
I have no idea.
Who's the president? Who's the head of marketing? Because I think it all sucks. It's not the same, you know?
Bruh, it's trash.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. It's trash.
I still think 2007 and 2009 were the best years.
Yeah, I agree. And 2011 was pretty good, too. Yeah, guys like Kendrick.
2009 had Kid Cudi on it. That's crazy. 2011, yeah. Big Crit, Saha, yep. Lil Twit. No. Lil B, Kendrick Lamar, Diggy Simmons. Come on. You think 2011 was good?
Where the heck
was YG's Diggy? On there and Meek Mill.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
And Mac Miller.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, yes, bro. A lot of juggernauts.
Hold on. While you mentioned Saha, I did say this to you via text. Saha the Prince has now become the Sarah Huckabee of good music. How you feel about that?
Don't feel anything about that. Because I don't care for Saha. Anyways, Georgia Smith.
I love Georgia Smith.
And I listened to the album and I thought it was okay.
Me too.
All right.
It was fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's get into the real thing.
Let's do this.
Here on Black Seinfeld, we constantly talk about this artist. And we're not talking about Nicki Minaj. We spoke about it already.
You talk about Nicki Minaj.
I spoke. Yeah. That's just mainly, me. Because I'm from Queens. All right. And I have a lot of things. Like, I want her to be the best. But it's like, I haven't gotten that yet. I will still listen to the album. I will still support from afar. But not paying for anything. But another Queens artist
that
I'm very particular about. I listen to all his work. I listen to the lost tapes. And I listen to, like, things that's just never been in the mainstream media. Things he never sold. Like, talking about, like, out like songs, like at least 200 songs that just never got released.
I'll say this.
That's how much of a...
We respect him.
I respect him heavily.
We respect him as a legend.
I listen to all his music. Like, he has like over 600 songs, you know? Mm-hmm. I heard it all.
He's an OG in the game. He's a legend. We heavily respect him, okay? But when it comes to albums...
Albums.
When it comes to actually like creating... Like a genuine project, they suck.
He has a lot of great singles.
They're mediocre.
Yeah.
He has great singles, but songs within itself, it's very mediocre.
Yeah.
I agree with DJ Vlad when he says that Nas is one of the worst beat pickers ever. Because
mm-hmm.
I agree. Nas picks some questionable beats in his career. And singles aside, okay, because he does have great singles. Ether is just a classic beat. Hate Me Now, classic beat.
What's your favorite albums by him? We're talking about Nas, by the way, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Nasty Nas, Esco. What else is his other aliases?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nasir.
Nasir Jones. Okay. That kid that
Illmatic.
Roxanne Shaw Tay bullied.
Yeah. So Illmatic.
Yeah, of course. Illmatic.
One of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time.
And honestly, when you mention Nas, everyone's favorite album is Illmatic.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
And Untitled, the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, N-word. That's like a very good album. Mm-hmm. Very underappreciated by his fan base for some reason.
And It Was Written To is also a classic.
Stillmatic too. Same energy.
Absolutely. And how do you feel about
Nasir?
The latest Nas album that took 6 years, mind you, okay, for, since his last album in 2012.
Which is fine.
Yeah, he, which is absolutely fine. Okay. I felt like...
He didn't have to drop anything.
Of course. Like, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. But in the terms of Nas, we waited... 2016, he had Nas' album Almost Done, that track with Khaled. So, in my opinion, I thought Khaled was working on the album with him when he did that track. But apparently, he redid the album, and it was under a Kanye production.
Yeah, so... As you said before, the whole beat selection wasn't his best thing. Like, he's a great rapper, great writer, very has great opinions on different things. He knows how to vocalize them. Mm-hmm. And because it's Kanye backed, people had more ambition and more hope for the album.
Correct.
And they're not wrong to do that, especially us. Like, we're interested in it. It's like, oh, okay, so you're telling me that... Kanye is going to take his time and produce some nice samples for him to just riff on, over.
And I honestly wanted it to be good.
Yeah.
We honestly wanted it to be great.
This is how I look at it. I think the album has excellent songs and terrible songs. And that's what kind of makes it. If anything, I could cut the album to like 4 songs and it'll be a 10 out of 10.
not even an album.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the thing. Because this also, as we said, we're fitting into this 7-track short albums. This is like the longest. This is like 26 minutes, 7 tracks. And the problem I had with Nas is I feel like he didn't care. Like sometimes while he's rapping, I feel like he just didn't put enough heart into it. It felt very tired, lazy, and boring.
Yes! Like J. Cole!
Yeah.
No, yes,
but J. Cole is still rapping. The thing is that the subject matters feel like a bit off. The last album was slightly better.
Be real, Bastion. This thing felt like a napkin. Be real. This was mediocre. Be real with it.
All right. This is how I feel. The beats were amazing. And the thing that keeps like bugging my mind is like, yo.
If someone else was on this, someone it would have been bodied.
They would have formulated a beautiful song on this. Because there's a lot of great songs on it. All right, the first song, Not For The Radio.
I thought it was a nice little build-up.
Because it's a more of a Nas beat from like the old. Because the whole horns and it's like an orchestra thing. Like, right? Like, my favorite song, Cop Shot The Kid.
That's everyone's favorite song.
Because
it got us hype. Okay?
It's like the most easy. It's like, oh, anybody can make this beat. Oh, yeah, you would have made it. Right?
True.
And it's just Cops Shut The Kids Out. It was
beautiful. That's going to be the new Showtime song. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That kids are going to be breaking to. I'm telling you. We were all dancing to that track. We were hype as a mother lover listening to Cops Shot The Kid. And then what happened? And then it slowed down. And then Nas continued to do what Nas does best. And he bored me to death with his damn lyrics. Okay? The thing about Nas is his content, his musical content, it hasn't really changed that much. Since Illmatic. I mean, think about it. Nas has been conscious since Illmatic dropped. Let's be real. Okay? But the way he says it now, it's just so mediocre. It's so boring, so dull, so derivative, so bleh.
Oh, yeah. So the next track was White Label. And the way it started, it's like, oh, I know something gazy stuff. Like, all right, it's going to be some, you know, hard knock. But it just, he didn't, like, kind of live up to the hype of it. Like, the beat is great.
I like the beat too. That's the thing.
The beat is really good, but he didn't.
But it's just Nas.
He didn't attack it fast, hard enough.
It's Nas.
I felt this is where he was supposed to go on his, like, you know how Jay-Z. Let's go back to. I hate comparing. No, we have to compare.
Now we gotta compare him.
Because we have to. Not all right. First of all, I will always be Team Jay-Z, but as a rapper in his older age, these are two rappers that are still in the game. They're still able to have. Fame and people have more focus on them. They're not forgotten in the past.
Yeah.
And where I forgot what song in 444 where Jay-Z came back to his old flow and just he just wanted to show everybody he could still rap like this. Mm-hmm. You know, Nas
Marcy
didn't
me?
Huh?
Marcy Me?
Marsh no when he was talking about his mom.
Oh, Smile.
Smile.
Yeah.
And the third verse of Smile, he was just going literally. He was like, okay, Hope still got it. This was like the perfect song for Nas to show everybody he still got it. That's what I like. That's why I said the way the beat started. It's like, oh, okay, we're gonna get something dirty from Nas, but he just kept back and he was just sounding out every single word. You know, like rich, plain, Wayne, cut, blunt, front. You know, it's just like Come on.
This is easily a 4 out of 10 for me. It was slightly below average.
It's like, I give it a 6 out of 10.
You're too generous.
No, Bastion. Like I said, the beat, it's like, it will keep you in the...
That's
why
I'm giving it a 4. The beats were fire, and Cop Shot the Kid was amazing.
Yeah, great song. Bonjour. That's like one of my favorite songs on the album because of the hook. And it's like, Bonjour. Tony Williams is amazing. We need a Kanye West and Tony Williams. That's Tony Williams is his cousin. Album just like by himself, but Tony Williams is probably chilling, just getting off checks from his family. Shout out to him, but he's just amazing in this. The beat is just boom, boom.
I wouldn't mind a collab,
boom, boom. Just a beautiful track.
I like everything, I like the beginning to everything until the beat dropped.
Everything is another interesting track. I do like the song overall, in my opinion. I have a different opinion from yours. I love the whole thing.
I loved it, and then the beat dropped, and then Nas started rapping, and I hated it.
I don't mind Nas's rap.
I didn't know. I like the singing from Ye and the Dream. I liked it. I loved it. And then
Shouts
out to the Dream. He's really good.
Amazing.
I felt like that whole track was a build-up, and then when the beat dropped, I'm like, I thought I was expecting some like raw, nasty drop, and I'd get the stink face. And then, like, 5 minutes into the track, Nas rap for like a minute and 30, and then it was over, and I was disappointed. So, like, when I listen to that track, I listen to it up until the beat drops, and then I change it.
Adam and Eve is another song I'm not too crazy about.
That's another song that made me angry because...
The hook?
No, not even the hook, because when... The mother truckers were over in Queensbridge. Mm-hmm. That song sounded dope. And everyone was in their little circle because, you know, they did the little listening fire thing.
Yeah.
In Queensbridge. And Adam and Eve over there sounded dope. Okay, so I'm thinking, yo, Adam and Eve, Nas is going to go off. And then you listen to it for yourself. And again, it's just mediocre.
Then the last track, Simple Things.
I don't care, man. What? Oh, we stopped it after that. We didn't want to listen to anymore.
It just ended. It's one of those tracks that just...
We stopped it afterwards.
It's a strange track because the verse and the beat and just like end.
We've... For the longest time that we've been working there, we've only stopped 3 albums, right? The first one was Teenage Emotions, Lil Yachty. Second one was the autobiography of Vic Mensa. And a third one now goes to you, Nas. And the last track, too. I hope you're happy with yourself. But that's okay, because you know why? I'll tell you why, okay? Because I'll never forget it. I was just sitting on the toilet one Saturday, right? And then I checked my Twitter. And then all of a sudden, I see that, you know, my surrogate parents, Jay-Z and Beyonce, dropped a surprise album. What?
I like that transition.
What?
Because I was going to get into it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Everything is Love. Now available on Tidal. Hey, and it's also available on Apple Music and Spotify, by the way.
Yeah, it's available everywhere.
Under the Carters.
The Carters, yeah. Which is very interesting.
So they're going the Ray Shremmer route. So it's Jay-Z, Beyonce, and the Carters.
I'm cool with that. It's just easier to look for, in my opinion.
How did you feel about the album, Bastion? You already know how I feel about this. This is the greatest piece of work ever.
It's okay. I think over time, there's like I said, it got better. I gave it a couple more listens. And if anything, like I said with Nas, if I cut out like a few tracks, it would have been like an even better album.
What tracks would you wanted to have cut out?
I'm not so crazy about Ape.
You don't like Ape-ish?
No, I'm not too crazy about that song. I am a huge fan of 713 and Friends. And actually the whole second half. I'm more interested on the first track and the second half of the album. Because it gets more consistent, it's easier to maneuver and understand like where they're going with the song. But in overall, it's like I would have been fine without this album. I was happy that Jay-Z was rapping at his best. No, this is something like I'm talking Nas like Jay-Z was trying in this whole album. Like he was spitting. Nas was not doing anything.
Can we please stop saying that Nas is better now, people? Can we please stop? Can we just give it to Jay?
And I'm a big fan of the song Nice because Pharrell. It's a Pharrell beat.
And Pharrell, some bars.
And the hook.
He dropped some bars.
And it's like Jay-Z tacked it, Beyonce rapping. I thought that was fun too.
It's like you said, we didn't know that this album was coming out. And I was fine without the album. But Now that it dropped?
Now we have it.
And now that we have it?
Listen to it.
Bruh.
And it's all, it's like.
And it's Jay and Beyonce?
It fits into everything they're doing right now, especially with the tour. Mm-hmm. So I guess now they have more songs to perform together.
I thought the video was sweet to Ape-ish because they were over in the Louvre mm-hmm. Museum over in Paris. I don't know. They rented
it out.
Yeah, I'm like, they must be like.
Serious. You know I'm interested in what they're going to do with the, if they're going to come out with more videos for the album. Because the way 444 was shot, there's like a song, there's out music video for each song.
It's like a cinematic movie, the same thing Beyonce and did same thing with Lemonade.
So they're very interested in visual arts, and like that's their main focus. And I find it very interesting how quiet everything was. It's like they, like nobody knew.
I feel bad for Nas, to be honest.
I didn't feel bad because it's a short album. You could listen to Nas's album, then hop into this one. No, still have time.
What I'm saying was Nas was getting his little shine. It was a lot of mixed reviews as well. But then out of nowhere, on Tupac's birthday, mind you,
I think there's a lot of mixed reviews for this album too.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I got to look at that too because my Carter blind shades are on, so I automatically liked it.
Yeah. So I give it like a 7 out of 10.
You give it a what?
A 7 out of 10.
I give this thing a 10 out of 10. No, I'm joking. First listen, I'll agree with you. I'm going to give it like a 7.
Okay.
But it's definitely going to increase it if I keep listening to it.
Gotcha.
Throughout the summer.
And this is Black Seinfeld's show about absolutely nothing. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Seinfeld NY. And if you'd like to email us, please email us at blackseinfeldny@gmail.com. I'm Bashanissa.
I'm excited.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.